Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, big issues, big guest, Super Tuesday, Dom Giordano program. Let's bring in Eric Trump back with us in Philadelphia. Hey, Eric, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on a very big day.
Hey, Dom, it's great to be back with you guys.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but you may have, and this is something that your dad has broken through with. There's a Gallup poll out there today, I hope you can get or we can send you, that says that Americans now view for the first time, Eric, in 13 years, that the U.S., not China, is the world's leading economic power. That is a breakthrough. First time in 13 years.
Well, it's a novel concept, Dom. I mean, my father, the second he got in there, he did really three things, right? First is he cut taxes. We couldn't be competitive with the rest of the world, you know, when we're taxing every company and every person 50%. So he went in there and he reduced taxes, which made American companies competitive again. It's one of the reasons why you see hiring the likes of which this country has never seen. You see the lowest unemployment in the history of this nation. You see wages, you know, shooting through the roof. Second of all, he slashed regulations. I mean, you would have companies in this nation that literally couldn't build an outhouse on the side of their business without going through 10 years of red tape. And people finally start saying, you know what, we'll just do it in China. We'll do it in Mexico. If we can't do it here and they're going to do everything they can to stop us, we'll just do it, you know, overseas. And so he got rid of all that regulation. The regulation literally just opened the floodgates to allow people to come back into this country. And then, you know, last but not least, and maybe most importantly, my father was the greatest cheerleader for this country. For the longest time, you had people like Obama apologizing for the United States. And my father gets up there and, you know, come to the United States. There's no place that's better. We make it better. We work better. We're the greatest country in the world. You're welcome to be here. Bring your products to the United States. Bring your factories to the United States. We're not going to tax you. You're going to have an easy life. You're going to be able to. And honestly, he's been the best cheerleader this country has ever had.
I think that's the number one thing for an American president, Eric. And this is very Reagan-esque, what your father's done around that. President Obama was taking the position, I'm just going to manage the decline of the United States. And Bloomberg thinks the president should be a manager. Yeah, that's part of it. But he has to be an inspiration.
He absolutely has to be. I mean, remember Obama's famous comment, what magic wand are you going to wave to bring manufacturing back to this country? And, you know, I joke to my father all the time, I say, abracadabra. You know what I mean? He brought it back. He was an amazing cheerleader for the nation, and he did common sense things. I mean, can you imagine with China has the lowest, you know, I mean, they pay nothing over there, right? I mean, they pay, you know, literally, like, you know, their hourly wage over there is nothing, right? And they don't tax their companies, and they've got no regulation, right? Whereas you look at America and you had all the opposite problems. We can pay wages that are so much higher because we're so much better at manufacturing. But then you start taxing companies at 50% and you make it impossible. I mean, you'd have a car company that wanted to build literally an extra plant next to an existing plant that it would take them 15 years to do. And that's why you saw major companies, Harley Davis and other companies, they didn't want to leave the United States. They were forced out of the United States by incompetent politicians who literally just got tied up with red tape and did nothing for the benefit of those businesses. And my father got rid of all of that. And I think you see, you know, economically, the amazing results of his presidency.
Absolutely. This poll really, really is shocking. Backs it up, first time in 13 years. Now, you running businesses, part of this, the Trump empire now, the coronavirus, how has it impacted you in other places in the world? Is it different, the impact there, in some of the business versus in the United States?
Yeah, well, listen, I think time's going to tell, right? I mean, there's been very few cases in the United States so far. You know, I think time's going to tell, you know, how bad this is going to be. I mean, you know, over the course of the last decade, you know, there's been a lot of pandemics. You had Ebola, you had SARS, you had, you know, you had a bunch of different ones that we've gone through. And, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, they kind of fade out and you know, hopefully the same thing's going to happen here. What I can tell you is there's no government more ready for it, and there's no country in the world more ready for it than the United States. And this isn't something that started in the United States. It's something that started in, you know, the middle of China. And, you know, my father was the first one to say, you know what, let's restrict flights from these areas.
Right.
Let's do everything we can to keep it out of the United States. And it's kind of interesting. The media never wants to talk about it, Dom, but this exactly plays to his whole platform, which is we need to be able to control our borders. From day one, he said, listen, I want to keep bad people out of this country. I want to keep people with malintent out of this nation. It's why we need, you know, a southern border. It's why we need, you know, to be able to, you know, effectively shield off, you know, countries where people are coming over that want to do ill will to Americans. But we also, I mean, if you look at it indirectly, you know, it's also great in times like this. You know, fortunately, I wish we didn't have times like this. But, you know, when there are pandemics around the world and you want to be able to turn off countries who could otherwise cause harm to the United States, it's one of the very reasons we need border security. My father's been right about this issue since day one. And frankly, he addressed it very, very quickly. And it's, I think, one of the reasons we don't have the same problems that you're seeing in certain other countries around the world who didn't address it quickly. And now they're kind of behind the curve and it's a lot harder for them to kind of curtail.
We're talking with Eric Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. Parting area for you. Saw you on Fox and Friends. I'm looking at the question and what you said, that your dad would destroy Joe Biden in a debate. My choice is Bernie Sanders, though, because here in Pennsylvania, and you know Pennsylvania, certainly, he is on record, and he'll stay on record, no fracking. That is, even Ibrandel, Eric, the other day on my show said, that's it, can't win Pennsylvania. Joe Biden, in a debate, would get smoked, no doubt about it. I want to see Bernie Sanders in the ring, though.
You know what? I know Pennsylvania incredibly well. I lived there for years,
yeah.
And up on 81, the 81 corridor, and all over on the, you know, on you know, the western end of Pennsylvania, et cetera, all the places that are incredible for fracking, right? I mean, you've got some of the largest natural gas reserves in the world. I mean, not just in the United States, on planet Earth, Pennsylvania is sitting on them. And I saw how some of these little towns recreated themselves, right? Little towns that had nothing going on, that were quiet. Mm-hmm. They had no money spent. Now all of a sudden they have CVS, most beautiful gas stations, and people are driving beautiful cars. Drive across the Delaware River, drive into New York, and look at what's happened over there. Absolutely nothing's happened. Those same towns have remained the exact same way. And what fracking and what oil and gas exploration has done for the economy of Pennsylvania has been unbelievable. Just go up to Montrose, go up to any of these places, look at some of these small towns in Pennsylvania and look for yourself. It's, you know, and some of these people who don't want to frack, it's incredible. We've got the greatest supplies of natural gas under our own feet. We're energy independent for the first time as a nation, thanks to my father. And that is an absolute gift. The amount of stimulus that creates for not only Pennsylvania as a state, but our country as a whole, not to mention security for our country is tremendous. And it's a blessing, and the whole country should thank Pennsylvania for the very resource that they have, because it's a very important thing. It's a very powerful thing, and we're thankful it's there, and we're thankful that they're fracking and exploring oil and gas there.
Eric, thank you very much, and thanks. I hope that you have a chance to see this Gallup poll, because to me, if your dad had pushed back on China in the second term, because there was a danger of disrupting the economy, that would have made a lot of political sense, but the political courage to do it right here in the first term has gotten results, and Americans are seeing this. First time in 13 years that they believe that. It takes a lot to break through what the media had said. We're on the decline. China is number one. That's not what America thinks, according to Gallup.
I'm proud of him, Dom. I'm proud of him. Absolutely. He's doing a phenomenal job, and I'm proud of him.
Thanks, Eric, very much. Thank you
for
joining us today. You are welcome.
You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.